Our Heavenly Father, how great Thou art this morning, Lord. Everybody say, how great Thou art. How great Thou art. Oh yes, Lord, how great Thou art, Lord, this morning. And we thank You and praise Your glorious name for another day in the house of the Lord. And somebody say, amen. And this is the time that we want to just bless Your name, Lord. Oh yes, Lord, we know that every time, many times, we ask for this and ask for that and so forth, and You do all wonderful things. You do great things for us, but this morning, we just want to praise and glorify Your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. We give You all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I'm going to bring this message this morning. Perhaps I'll be preaching almost entirely from the Psalms. And the message is, how great Thou art, O Lord. Amen. Praise God. How great Thou art, O Lord. You know, the Lord, He loves to hear that. The Bible says that for His pleasure, He created all things. You know, so when you tell Him how great He is, you know, when you lift Him up, when you praise His name, you're doing His pleasure. Amen, somebody. Praise God. We're going to start here this morning in 1 Chronicles chapter 29. And I'm going to read starting at verse 10. Now, 1 Chronicles chapter 29 and verse 10. Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. And I bless and extol and magnify the King of Heaven before the congregation this morning. Can somebody say amen with me? I bless the Lord and I give honor and praise to the King of Kings this morning. Hallelujah. And I want you to say with me, blessed be Thou, Lord God. Amen. Say it with me. Blessed be Thou. Blessed be Thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Amen. Oh yes, He is our Father. And we bless His holy name this morning. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness. And Thine is the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is Thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord. Oh yes, and Thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor and healing and blessing and salvation and deliverance and every other good gift comes from Thee, O Lord. And Thou reignest over all. And in Thy hand, O Lord, is power. And in Thy hand is might. And in Thy hand it is to make great. God is the one that can make great. It's all in His hands. And to give strength unto all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank You. And we praise Your glorious name. Can I get an echo of an amen? Oh, yeah. When we read the Psalms here this morning, we want you to shout His praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is a psalm that I just read right here. You know, and I want you, I'm going to be reading some more this morning to say to God how great He is and to lift Him up. Praise God. And I want to assure you this morning, you know, don't worry about all your needs and so forth like that. He'll take care of that. We just want to take care of business this morning. And the business is to praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And when we do that this morning, you know, miracles, God, He can do all things. Praise God. And before I go into the Psalms that I'll be reading this morning, you know, I want to read a story, one of my favorite stories that I like to read here in the Bible, when we talk about praising the Lord and what praising the Lord can do for you. And we heard the reading from the book of Acts already this morning, how when Paul was in prison and so forth, and he was praising the Lord with his partner and so forth. The prison doors, hallelujah, praise God. Oh yeah, immediately, you know, Immediately while they were praising the Lord, great things happened in there. You know, so turn with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 20 this morning. And this is, you've heard me talk about this several times. This is the story of Jehoshaphat. And we're going to see what he did with the praises of the Lord. And then we're going to get into some praise here ourselves here this morning. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Oh yes, this is one of the reasons why we come to church. Now, of course, Jehoshaphat, you know, he was facing a very dire situation here. And the company that came up against them, you know, were, you know, several times larger than they were. You know, and as they were praying, they were all afraid and so forth. But the Spirit of the Lord, the Bible says, the Spirit of the Lord came upon one that was in the midst of them. And he spoke to them and saying, you know, in verse 15 of 2 Chronicles 20. He said, "Hearken ye, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you. Be not afraid, nor dismayed, by reason of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but it's the Lord's. And he said, tomorrow." Now you've heard me preach on that, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Now tomorrow, he said, "Go down against them, and behold, you know, they are going to come from the cliff of Zin and so forth." And I began to tell them, "And be ready and so forth. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord." Oh yeah, and when he told them that, you know, and he said, "Because the Lord is going to go out and fight for you, because the Lord will be with you." Now, here's what Jehoshaphat did when he heard the promise of victory. When he heard the promise of the Lord's salvation, here's what he did. And Jehoshaphat, in verse 18, bowed his head with his face to the ground, and he worshipped. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh yes, when you hear God's promises, you ought to bow and worship. And all of Judah and all the inhabitants fell down before the Lord, worshipping the Lord. And here's what Jehoshaphat did. See, he said unto them in verse 20, "Hear me, O Judah," the last half of it, "and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, and so shall you be established. Believe also in his prophets," the word of the Lord that came to them, he told them to believe, "and so shall ye prosper." And so the king, he consulted with the people, and he appointed the singers. Oh yes, he appointed musicians. He remembered, you know, how, you know, his great-grandfather David and all of these people, you know, used to, how they used to do and command the worship of the Lord and so on. You know, so he appointed singers unto the Lord that should praise the beauty of holiness. You know, and as they went out before the army and to say, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever." Oh, I like the sound of that. Now let's try that in there this morning. I want everybody to say with me, "Praise the Lord,
praise the Lord,
for his mercy endureth forever." Now, Jehoshaphat, he put the singers in front of the army. That's what he did. You know, you say, "Well, how are you going to put singers in front of the army? These people are not even experienced in battle." Of course they are. It's a spiritual kind of battle. Praise is the one that gets God moving. Can you say amen in here this morning? You know, if you try some prayer and some fasting and so forth, it doesn't work, couple that with praise and see God go into action for you. Now, praise is the place. It's a secret place wherein God dwells. Hallelujah. That's the secret place where God will meet you. Hallelujah. It's the praises of the people that gets God moving. Oh yeah, and when they put the praise in front of the army, here's what happened. And when they began to sing and to praise, the singers and the musicians going in front of the army, here's what the Lord did. The Lord set ambushments against their enemies. The Lord will fight for you when you can put his praise ahead of all of your needs. Amen. No matter what situation you are facing in here this morning, let's give him some praise and let's see what the Lord is going to do for us here this morning. I'm going to start right here at Psalm chapter 8. I'm going to read several verses in the book of Psalms. I'm going to be preaching almost exclusively from the book of Psalms this morning as we praise the Lord. And if I read anything that talks about praising the Lord, I don't want to hear a single silent soul in here this morning. I want to hear some shout. I want to hear some people that can praise the name of the Lord. And let's see what the Lord is going to do for us this morning. Psalm 8 and verse 1. Oh Lord, our Lord. Is he your Lord here this morning?
Yes.
Is he your Lord? Oh yes. Oh Lord, our Lord. How excellent is thy name in all of the earth. For thou hast set thy glory above the heavens. Can you say amen in here this morning? Oh Lord, verse 9. Our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Psalm 9 and verse 1. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. And every time I read the Psalms, I like to add my own Psalms in there. And I will say unto thee, O Lord, how great thou art. Hallelujah. Oh, I can write those Psalms just as beautifully as David can here. But I know how to praise the Lord, don't you? Amen. Praise God. There is one reason why God chose David's throne to sit on. Amen. Because David is going to make sure everybody that's around that throne be praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, David, he loved to praise the Lord with those Psalms, and I do too. And we should praise the name of the Lord this morning. Psalm 9, I'm reading verses 1 through 3. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart, and I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee, and I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. He says, even because of these my praises and so forth, my enemies will be turned back, and they shall fall and perish at thy presence. Hallelujah. Praise God. Verses 9 through 11. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed. Now, are you oppressed in here this morning? Do you have some trouble that is beyond you? You know, the Lord will be your refuge. You just got to know how to praise him. And they that know thy name, oh yes, and those that know how to lift up your name, if I may add, you know, those that know thy name and know how to lift up their name will put their trust in thee. For thou, O Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Sing praises to the Lord here this morning, which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the Lord, among the people, his doings. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Yeah, let's sing praises. You know, give him the praise. Give him some glory here this morning. Psalm 16. I'm going to read a lot of these psalms this morning that talk about praising the name of the Lord. Psalm 16 and verse 5. The Lord is the portion of my inheritance and of my cup. And he has maintained and does maintain my lot. The lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. Oh yes, and I have a goodly heritage. Therefore will I praise the name of the Lord. Do you have a goodly heritage in here this morning? Do you know that the lines are falling to you in pleasant places? Hallelujah. Oh yes, you know, by the word of your mouth, by the decree of your mouth, the Bible says a man is ensnared by the words of their mouth in Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 2. You know, so you got to believe and then speak. He said, because I have believed, therefore I have spoken. You know, so when you utter these things first, the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places, and because of that you begin to praise the name of the Lord, and even so it will be for you. I will bless the Lord, verse 7, who has given me counsel. He said, my reins, you know, also instruct me in the night season. The Lord, he'll come in there, you know, even in the night, and he'll speak with your spirit, and he will seal the instruction in your mind, even while you're sleeping. I have set the Lord always before me. Amen? Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Oh yes, thou shalt show me, verse 11, thou shalt show me, he said here, thou shalt show me the path of life. Oh my, in thy presence is fullness of joy. And the way you get into that presence, he says in Psalm 91, you know, how do you get in that presence? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow in the presence of the Lord. And that secret place, he says, praising the name of the Lord. He, you know, he said, the presence of the Lord, that's where there is fullness of joy. And at thy right hand, there are pleasures evermore. Psalm 19 and verse 1. Psalm 19 and verse 1. You're going to have to keep up with me here. I've got a lot of these psalms to go through and praise the name of the Lord. The heavens declare his glory. Hallelujah. I don't know how anybody can step out in the night and look at, but Abraham Lincoln one time said, you know, I don't know how anybody can look up in the skies and say there's no God. You know, then you see all of those stars and so forth like that. You know, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament show forth his handiwork. And therefore, we ought to also praise the name of the Lord. The Lord has crafted all those things in precision. The Bible says the Lord spoke, and it stood fast. He commanded, and it was done. See, and the son, even the Bible says, the son, they looked to him, and they were enlightened. In other words, the son gets his glory from the Lord. How many of you say, praise the name of the Lord? Oh yeah, that's the way the Lord makes the sun to shine. One rebuke from him and the sun will be ashamed, you know, and it won't shine. But the Lord, you know, by the glory of the Lord and so forth, the sun shines. Until this day, he said, thou sun, you stay over there and do this, and the moon do that, and so forth, give life for seasons and so on. Till this day, you know, day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. Until this day, you know, you may say, well, I don't know what, but there is no speech. There's no language, you know, upon the earth where you don't understand. When you look at the signs of God, the acts of God in the heavens and so forth, the voice of all the planets and all of the handiwork and the firmament that he created, they clearly declare the glory of God. Hallelujah. Psalm 22. And I'm going to read verses 22 through 25. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Is there somebody in the house that will praise the Lord this morning? Oh yes. He said, ye that fear the Lord, praise him. And all ye seed of Jacob, glorify him. And fear him, all ye the seed of Israel, he said this morning, you know, and so forth. Why? Because he has not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, you know, neither has he hid his face from us. When we cried unto him, he heard us. So we ought to praise him. My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. Hallelujah, somebody. Praise the name of the Lord. Psalm 29, here this morning. Psalm 29 and verse 1. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. I want you to know that there is nothing that you could accomplish by yourself. So you give him back the praise. And you give him back the glory. Give unto the Lord the glory that is due to his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness this morning. Praise God. Are there any worshippers in the house? The Bible says, Jesus himself said, the hour is coming and now is. God is looking for the true worshippers that will worship God in spirit and in truth. Psalm 31 and verse 19. Oh, how great is thy goodness, O Lord, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. How great thou art this morning, Lord, because of all of your wonderful works to the sons of men. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Psalm 34 and verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. Amen? Not only the good times, not only the cheerful times, but I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. And this next verse, I want to see if somebody is going to magnify the Lord with me here this morning. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Come on, somebody shout the praise of the Lord in here this morning. Oh, yes. He said, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt the name of the Lord together. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Why? Because this next chapter is going to tell you in chapter 48 of the Psalms, verse 1. Because great is the Lord. And greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, Oh my, it's Mount Zion. That's the presence of the Lord. That's Mount Zion. Oh my. And the sights of the north, the city of the great king. He said, you know, praise the name of the Lord, because the Lord, even the presence of the Lord is beautiful for all situations. Amen. Praise God. Psalm 63. And I'm going to read verses 1 through 4 of Psalm 63. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. And there is a vacuum in your soul that can only be filled by the presence of the Lord. And the way to bring that presence is through his praise. Enter into his courts with thanksgiving. And into his presence with praise. Bring a psalm, the psalmist said. Hallelujah. When you come, bring a psalm into the presence of the Lord. Is anybody still with me here this morning? Praise God. Hallelujah. Because thy loving kindness is better than life itself. My lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. Come on, somebody, lift up your hands in his name here this morning. Lift up your hands in his name. Add your own praise. Don't worry about the psalms and so forth like that. They are wonderful. But you can add your own praise. You know, add your own praise in here this morning. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. Praise God. Now, Psalm 65 and verse 1. Praise is waiting for thee, O God. In Zion. Is praise waiting for God in your life and in your house? Is there an altar of praise in your house and in your family? Are you ready to show forth his praises at all times? Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to read Psalm 66, verses 1 through 3, and then verses 8 through 9. Psalm 66. Now let's see if, anybody can make it. A joyful noise here this morning. Say, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Oh yes. Say, sing forth the honor of his name and make his praise to be glorious. Hallelujah, somebody. Make the praise of the Lord to be glorious. Get that weak praise out of here. Get that weak stuff out of here. Make his praise glorious. Hallelujah. Say unto God, how terrible are thou art in your work, and say unto God, how great thou art. I love to say that. Come on, somebody. Say unto God this morning, how great thou art. Say unto God, how great thou art. How great thou art, O Lord. Yes, through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies round about submit themselves unto thee. Hallelujah. Because of the greatness of his power. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Verses 8 and 9. Oh, bless our God, ye people. And make the voice of his praise to be heard. Because he holdeth our soul in life. Oh, my goodness. And suffereth not our feet to be moved. Praise the name of the Lord. These are reasons why you ought to praise the name of the Lord. He holdeth your soul in life. And he has not suffered your foot and your feet to be moved. Praise the name of the Lord. The psalmist said, the Lord has delivered my eyes from tears. He has delivered my soul from going down to the grave. He has delivered my feet, from falling and so forth like that. Oh, he has delivered my heart from sorrow. He has put a song, a joy, and a song of victory in my heart. He has pulled me out of the miry clay. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord, somebody in here this morning. Hallelujah. Psalm 67. Now, some of you may not be used to praising the Lord like this, but Psalm 67, you better get some practice. Because when you surround the throne of David, boy, you're going to be praising the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Psalm 67, the Lord is going to sit on that throne. Psalm 67, verses 5 through 7. Let the people praise thee, O Lord. Let all the people praise thee. And here's what will happen when you praise the name of the Lord. Then shall the earth yield her increase. Oh yeah. All that the devil has been holding back. Oh yeah, God is going to bring it forth when you begin to praise the name of the Lord. Even our God, he shall bless us. The Lord will bless you when you praise the name of the Lord. When you bless him, he'll bless you. Hallelujah. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 68, verse 3. Let the righteous be glad, and let them rejoice before the Lord. Yea, let them be exceedingly glad and rejoice. Sing unto God. Sing praises unto his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name. Shout. My goodness. You know, Israel couldn't even pronounce that name. Oh my. You know, they had to kind of try to put some vowels in there because they couldn't pronounce it. Oh, you know, his name is holy. Oh my. And rejoice before him, the Bible says. He's a father of the fatherless. He's a judge of the widows. God is in his holy habitation. Oh, he even said it, the solitary in families. Are you in here this morning and you think that you are all alone? The Bible says God set you up. He'll hook you up into families. He'll put you in a place of joy. All you got to do is praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, somebody in here this morning. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to jump down here to verse 34 of Psalm 68. And I'll read those two verses, 34 and 35. Ascribe ye strength. And I'd like to say, ascribe ye greatness unto our God. Because his excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. Oh God, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. Oh God of Israel, is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. And he said, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, somebody. Ascribe ye greatness unto our God in here this morning. And praise the name of the Lord. Psalm 72, and I'm going to read verses 18 and 19 of Psalm 72. Praise God. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things, who is like unto thee, O Lord, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. There's nobody like unto the Lord. Blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. And he said, amen and amen. Woo, my. He said, who only doeth wondrous things. There is no one like unto the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Psalm 89 and verse 1. Psalm 89 and verse 1. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known his faithfulness unto all generations. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Are you going to sing of his mercy forever? Oh my goodness. It is a beautiful thing to sing praise unto the Lord. Verse 6. For who in the heaven can be compared unto the Lord? Who is like unto thee, O Lord? There is none holy as the Lord. Who can be compared unto thee? And who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? He said, God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints. And he is to be had in reverence of all them that are round about him. Hallelujah. O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee? You know, when you tell God how great he is, when you tell him how mighty he is in battle, mighty in battle, great warrior, when you tell him, he will stand up on your behalf. Hallelujah. You don't even need to pray. You just need to tell God how great he is. Now, if you need healing in here this morning, all you got to do is say, I know you are the great healer. Woo! Hallelujah. Praise God. You don't need to pray. You just need to praise him. Hallelujah. I know you are the great deliverer. When you exalt him like that, then he will deliver you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh my goodness. When you praise him, when you lift him up, when you make his praise to be glorious, sir. Hallelujah. That he'll say, oh yes. Oh, they are calling for me. They are calling for me. Oh my goodness. Hallelujah. And then he will make himself strong on your behalf. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, that's some victory thing here this morning. That is some wisdom and some powerful way to tell you how to get your victory in here this morning. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Now let me read verse 13. Oh yes. When you tell God, verse 13 of 89, say, thou hast a mighty arm. that your arm can save. When you tell him that strong is thy hand, O Lord, and high is thy right hand. When you tell him those things, then his hand will not be shortened on your behalf. His hand will be stretched out to save. Hallelujah. When you tell him how great is your arm, O Lord, oh, then he will do great things for you. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He says, justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne. You tell him how righteous he is, sir. You tell him, mercy and truth shall go before thy face. When you want anything from the Lord, you lean upon his mercy. You say, Lord, I know you are a merciful God. Hallelujah. In thy name. See, he said, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. Oh, is there somebody that knows the joyful sound in here this morning? Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. Whoa, in thy name shall they rejoice all day long. And in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. There ought to not be a sick person in here this morning. Hallelujah, somebody. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. For thou art the glory of their strength. Oh, my. And in thy favor, our horn shall be exalted. Oh, for the Lord is our defense. Is the Lord your defense? Oh. There's somebody in the house today. The Lord is going to be your advocate. Because you've got a case that's against you. But is the Lord your defense in here this morning? Hallelujah, somebody. Praise God. You all say the Lord, the great advocate, he is your defense. All you got to do, don't prove anything to God. Just say, Lord, I lean on your mercy. Praise God. Doesn't matter what you've done, you fall upon his mercy. But you've got to confess. Hallelujah. If you confess all your unrighteousness and all your faults and lean upon his mercy, you shall have mercy, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Now let's read Psalm 92. Psalm 92 in here this morning. Oh, can you feel his presence? Can you feel his presence in here this morning? Oh, yes. Before I read Psalm 92, let me read to you this in Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, he shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The secret place is in praising the Lord. That's where his presence dwells. That's where we are talking about this morning. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, Psalm 92 and verse 1. To sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning. No, the psalmist, he's talking to the Lord. He makes this praise personal with God. He's saying, Lord, it is a good thing to show forth thy goodness. It is a good thing to sing praises unto thee. Amen. Oh, even when he begins to sing praises, he begins to feel good. Hallelujah, somebody. He said, to show forth your loving kindness in the morning. Oh, my. And in the evening, his faithfulness, because he has seen you through the day. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 95. Oh, yes. And we're beginning to get into some very deep psalms now. Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise unto the rock of our salvation. Well, I don't hear no joyful noise. Come on, make a joyful noise unto the Lord here this morning. Not a civilized noise. That's a civilized noise. Let's make a joyful noise before the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh my. He said, make a loud noise. And rejoice and sing praise. Hallelujah. Sometimes you got to make a loud noise to wake up your soul. Amen. If you are not careful, your soul will go to sleep on you. So you got to wake up your soul. You got to make a loud noise. You got to shout his praise. Whoa. Hallelujah. He said, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. A make a joyful noise. How many times is he going to tell you to make a joyful noise unto the Lord? There is something about making a joyful noise. There is something about shouting his victory and his name and his praise. Hallelujah. Make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. That's what I'm doing in here this morning. And I stood before the Lord in the night, in the watch hours of the night. And I said, Lord, and he said, make a joyful noise in the house. Hallelujah. Oh my. Oh my. And I said, Lord, we don't do that enough. Say, yeah, you don't do it enough. You know, praise God. And I said, Lord, help me. Help me if I can get people to praise the name of the Lord this morning. Praise God. For the Lord is a great God. And he's a great king above all gods. But let me put it to you this way. All other gods, so called, they are only the pigment of men's rebellion. That's right. Because they want to rebel against the true God. So they create some other God. There is no God beside Jehovah. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh yeah. There is no God like our God. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. And the strength of the hills is his. The sea is his and he made it. And his hands form the dry land. Oh come, let us worship and bow down. Woo! Let us bow down. Oh my. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. I'm going to come back to this verse at the end of this exhortation here this morning. Praise God. Because some of you have forgotten how to bow down. You've forgotten how to kneel before the Lord. Oh my Jesus. Oh, he is our God. And we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Psalm 96. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name, show forth his salvation from day unto day. Hallelujah. On your job, at your schools, wherever you are, show forth the salvation of the Lord. Declare his glory among the heathen, not only in church, among the unbelievers. Declare the glory of God. Hallelujah, somebody. Tell of his mighty works. When you get to school tomorrow, you tell them how great the service was yesterday. How you were praising the Lord and the glory of the Lord filled your soul. That's right. You tell them. Praise God. Hallelujah. They're not ashamed to tell you all the evil things they did over the weekend. Amen. So you tell them the glory of God came in the service as you were praising the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, somebody. Praise God. Or he said, declare his works among the people, his wonders among all people, for the Lord is great, and he is greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. He is to be feared above all gods. Hallelujah. Verse 7 says, give unto the Lord, O ye kindred of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory that is due unto his name. Bring an offering. I'm not talking about money this morning. Amen. Bring an offering of praise. Bring an offering of worship. And come into his courts. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Hallelujah. The best praise, the highest praise that you can give to the Lord is that your life is in complete holiness and a reflection of his righteousness, a reflection of his love in his perfect image. That's the greatest praise. Because people can look at you and say, oh my goodness, praise God. Hallelujah. Let your light so shine, he said, that man will see your good works and give glory to God. You know, that's the highest praise. When it's coming from even others that don't know the Lord because of the life that you lead. Can somebody say hallelujah? Hallelujah. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. You know, don't be ashamed to tell about the glory of God. Tell it to the unbelievers that the Lord reigneth. He said, the Lord reigneth. Said, well, you know, he's not reigning. Well, you know, he said, if you knew what I knew, you'd be shouting that the Lord reigneth too. Amen. The Lord reigneth. Hallelujah. The world also shall be established. It shall not be moved, because the Lord's going to judge. He said, let the heavens, even the heavens, let them rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord reigneth. Psalm 97, verse 1. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of the earth be glad thereof. Praise the name of Jesus. Psalm 98, verse 1. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song in here this morning. For he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness as he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. Make a joyful noise, verse 4, unto the Lord all ye lands. Make a loud noise.
Hallelujah.
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 Come on, somebody. Make a loud noise. And rejoice. Oh, yes. And rejoice and sing praise. Oh, sing unto the Lord with the harp and the instruments and so forth like that. He said, sing unto the voice of a psalm. You know, like we are doing this morning. Sing psalms, read the psalms, praise the name of the Lord. In here this morning, praise God. Psalm 103 and verse 1. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Come on, somebody. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all that is within me. You know, David, he commanded his soul to bless the Lord. In fact, he said to his soul, why art thou disquieted within me? Rise up, my soul, and bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and remember all of his benefits. Everything that he has done to you. How he has exalted you. And he has anointed the horn of your ministry. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Who forgiveth. Oh, I love this part. Who forgiveth all of thy iniquities. Hallelujah. Some of you were lost in sin. You were dead in your sins and trespasses. You had no hope. People gave up on you. But Jesus, he forgave your iniquities. And he healed your diseases. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Who redeemed your life from destruction. Who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. When nobody else will give mercy unto you, Jesus, he remembers you. Hallelujah. He satisfied thy mouth with good things and renews your youth like the eagles. So let the people of the Lord praise him in here this morning. Give the Lord a praise in here this morning. Psalm 104, verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, thou art very great. Let's say it again. How great thou art, O Lord.
How great.
Now that's the title of the message. How great thou art, O Lord.
How great.
Yes, tell him, thou art clothed with majesty and honor. Oh yes. Who covers thy left with light? As with a garment and stretched out the heavens like a curtain. The Lord is great. Hallelujah. Verse 33 of Psalm 104. Praise God. My meditation of him. He said, I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. Don't wait until you are dead. Praise him while you have your being. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Psalm 105, verses 1 through 4. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Everywhere you go, make known his deeds. Hallelujah. Shout it upon the housetops. Declare it among your peers at school and at work everywhere. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh, let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Praise God. Remember his marvelous works that he has done. His wonders and the judgments of his mouth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Psalm 106 and verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endureth forever. Oh, let's say that part. I like that part. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy. Say it with me. For his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Oh, who can utter all the mighty acts of the Lord that he has shown to all his people and his praise and so forth like that. You know, praise God. Psalm 107, verses 1 and 2 and 15 and 16. Psalm 107, verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. He loves to punctuate that. And the Lord loves to hear it, that his mercy endureth forever. And if you know how to walk that praise, you can get anything you want from the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Do I have any redeemed in the house this morning? Can I get them to say the mercy of the Lord endureth forever? Even those whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy, has God redeemed you? Hallelujah. Now listen to this. Listen to what the psalmist said in verse 15. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness. That the saints would praise the name of the Lord here this morning. For his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he has broken the gates of wrath. And he has cut asunder the bars of iron. Has he broken some gates for you here this morning? Has he cut down some bars of iron for you? Then you ought to praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah in here this morning. Praise the name of the Lord. Psalm 111. Psalm 111. We're going to go through all the psalms. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. In the assembly of the upright. And in the congregation. Because the works of the Lord are great. And they are sought out of all them that take pleasure therein. Praise God. Now Psalm 112. He said, praise ye the Lord. And Psalm 113 says the same thing again. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and even forevermore. From the rising of the sun, from the time that you wake up in the morning until the evening time, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Hallelujah, somebody. Now, if you wake up in the morning and you say to the Lord this verse right here, he'll keep you from evil throughout the day. If you wake up in the morning and say, Lord, from the rising of the sun right now until the going out of the same tonight, thy name is to be praised in my life. And I will praise the name of the Lord. 7 times today, I will praise you and I will glorify you throughout the day. He'll keep you from evil. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh yes, the Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God that dwelleth on high? Praise God. He's so wonderful, and he even humbles himself to behold us and so on. Oh, he raised up the poor out of the dust. You say, I'm poor, I'm homeless, I'm whatever, you know, in here this morning. Well, why don't you praise the name of the Lord and see what he will do for you? You know, he lifted up the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes. Oh my, he can do that too. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Even with the princes of his people. Hallelujah. Amen. Psalm 118 and verses 1 through 5. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed now say so, that his mercy endureth forever. Come on, somebody. Let's say it. His mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say, his mercy endureth forever. Let him that fear the name of the Lord now say, his mercy endureth forever. He said, the Lord's name is to be praised, because when I call upon him in my distress, he answered me and set me into a large place. So if you call upon the Lord with praise, hallelujah, he will deliver you. Praise God. Psalm 134. And verses 1 and 2. I'm getting to the ends of this. Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in this sanctuary. Come on, somebody. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary this morning and bless his holy name. Praise God, because the Lord is the one that made the heaven and earth, and he will bless you out of Zion. Psalm 135 says, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise him, O ye servants of God, ye that stand in the house of the Lord. All you people here in the house of the Lord, you know, you musicians over here and you congregation over there, say, praise ye the name of the Lord. He says, because, you know, why? He said, praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name. because it is pleasant to do so. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatsoever the Lord pleased, you know, he did in the heavens. Nobody can say to him, what doest thou? For I know that the Lord is great, and the Lord is above all gods. Praise the name of Jesus. Psalm 136, verses 1 through 4. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Now, every time you want to say, the mercy of the Lord endureth forever, you should read this whole Psalm 136. But I don't have time to read all of it this morning. I'll just read the first four verses. You say, oh, give thanks. And I want you to read with me this morning. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth. Now, you want to see a wonder and a walk in here this morning? You praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to read verse 26 before I jump to the last few chapters of the Psalms. And as we close this out, the Lord's going to do something unique and extraordinary in here this morning. Praise God. Praise the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let's read verse 26. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Praise God. Turn with me to Psalm 145. Psalm 145. I will extol thee, O Lord, my God, my King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee. Is that your testimony in here this morning? Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. And his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works unto another. Oh my, praise God. And they shall declare thy mighty, mighty acts. Verse 8. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. Anytime you want mercy from the Lord from concerning anything, you tell him this verse. You tell him, Lord, I know you are of great mercy. Hallelujah. And you are full of compassion. He said, the Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. And all thy works shall praise thee, O Lord. All thy saints shall bless thee. And thy saints this morning shall say, how great thou art. Come on, somebody. Say, how great thou art, O Lord. That's right. Praise God. How great is the Lord in here this morning. Psalm 146. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have my being. Praise God. Psalm 147. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God. For it is pleasant, and praise is comely. Amen. Psalm 148. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all ye angels. Praise ye him, all ye hosts. Praise ye him, ye saints of the living God. Ye sun and ye moon, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens. Praise him, all these things, all the hosts of the Lord. He said, let them praise the name of the Lord. For he commanded, and they were created. And he has also established them forever. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord in here this morning. Psalm 149. Praise God. Psalm 149. He said, praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song. You can sing it in your shower. You can sing it while you're driving or walking down the street or standing in the bus stop or whatever it is. You can sing a new song. Hallelujah. If you get under that cloud of praise, the Lord will drop a new song in your heart. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Sing unto him a new song. And even when you come into the congregation, sing his praise. Let Israel, let them rejoice. Let the GMI church family, let them rejoice in him that made them. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise the name of the Lord in the dance. Oh, somebody in the dance this morning. Oh, my. Oh, I see everybody sitting down. They don't know how to dance. Come on, somebody. Praise him in the dance this morning. Praise the Lord in the dance this morning. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord in the dance this morning. Stand to your feet and praise the Lord in the dance this morning. Oh, yes. Say, praise the Lord, because the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. Hallelujah. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth. Hallelujah. It is the high praises of God that makes you to be able to execute that sharp two-edged sword. When you have the high praises of God in your hand, oh yes, when you lifting it up, the high praise of God in your mouth, He'll give you a sharp two-edged sword in your hand. Hallelujah. And you'll be able to smite through the forces of darkness. You'll be able to smite down the forces of your enemies in the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. And Psalm 50, you know, after all of Psalm 150, after all of those psalms that David had written, at the end, he was still praising the Lord. And he said, praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's read that psalm together. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Can somebody bring the tambourine in here this morning? Shake that tambourine. Say, praise Him with the psaltery, the psalms, and the harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Can somebody dance in the Holy Ghost in here this morning? Oh, yes. Praise Him with the stringed instruments and the organs. Praise Him upon the loud sounding cymbals. Can I get somebody on the drums and praise the Lord on the cymbals for me this morning? Come on. Praise the Lord on the cymbals this morning. Praise the Lord on the cymbals this morning. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord on the loud sounding cymbals. Oh yeah. Let everything. Let everything. Let everything. The high praise. Oh. Let everything. The high praise. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 I want to praise Him. Come back up here. And we're going to sing this. I promise you we'll do this at the end. Psalm 95. He says, oh, come, let us worship and bow down. I want them to sing that song that says, come and bow down. Oh, hallelujah. And while they are singing this song, if you need deliverance, if you need any healing this morning, I want you to come forward while they are singing this song. And the rest of you can just bow down. And if you want to come to the altar and bow before Him this morning, that's alright too. They are going to sing this song. Come and bow down. Come and worship. Come and worship. Come and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Come and bow down. Come and worship. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see the gentleman on the wheelchair. Come on forward this morning. Hallelujah. And let's see what the Lord will do for you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now sing that song with me. Come and worship and bow down. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Come on, let's bow down, worship it together this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Praise God. God bless you, sir. Hallelujah. I believe the Lord Jesus is the healer. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, you can praise Him on your own feet this morning.
Yes.
Praise God. Come on, church. Hallelujah. Praise God. Come on, somebody. Praise the name of the Lord in here this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. While we sing this next song, I invite you to jump up and down in the name of the Lord. Praise God. You won't need that wheelchair anymore. How many of you say praise the name of the Lord? Yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody give a lot of praise in here this morning. All the glory belongs to you, Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you, brother. What's your name, sir?
Dave.
Hallelujah. How long have you been on this wheelchair?
Not too long.
Not too long. But you know the power of God. He hit you today. Did you enjoy the service, sir?
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I see you walking on your own strength here.
Thank you.
Praise God. Come on, Lord. Give it up for praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Somebody has a beautiful testimony. You got a testimony? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whoa, my. What has the Lord done for you?
I put wear a brace or a
Yeah.
I had extended this knee like it was really sore. I couldn't put no weight on it.
Uh-huh.
And I've been putting weight on this knee and it's been But it don't hurt no more.
And he's jumping now. He said I used to wear braces.
No, I didn't work for that. I faith, I believe the Lord will heal me.
But. Hallelujah. He said I wore braces on my left leg. And I couldn't put any weight on it. But come on, jump up and down. Let's see you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, yeah. Praise God. Everybody that's in the building today, you are healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. And if you're standing for somebody else too, because some of you, there's a burden in your heart for somebody else. And I want to tell you, because of the praises of the Lord here this morning, somebody is being healed because of your praise. Hallelujah, somebody. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we ought to do this more often. Praise God. It is more wonderful to praise the Lord than just to pray. Because when you praise Him, oh, He'll take care of your business. Lift up your hands and let's close the service this morning and give Him the praise. Give Him the glory. Hallelujah. What a service, Lord. We've seen somebody walk out of the wheelchair. Hallelujah. Praise God. We've seen another one said, I used to wear braces. I couldn't put any weight on my foot, but we've seen him jumping up and down. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you glory. We give you praise this morning, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody say with me one more time, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Say, how great thou art, O Lord. Come on, say, how great thou art, O Lord. How great thou art, O Lord. How great thou art, O Lord. We give you all the praise and all the glory, Lord. In Jesus' wonderful mighty name we pray. Put your hands together for Jesus Christ.